Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Maya. May I assist you today?
Yes, I placed an order back on May 24th, and I did call in that same day because all I wanted to order was the keto gummies with just the shipping. So I saw my card was charged for $59 and something, and you did send an email that you were going to refund $29.97. That's the shipping was only $6.95. So I wanted to know what else I was charged for. I do have an order number.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please start off with the zip code?
16407.
16407, is that correct?
16407?
Yes, ma'am, is that correct?
Pardon?
I said yes, ma'am, is that correct?
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
I'm saying, is the address correct? Is that correct, your address?
My address, yes.
I mean, zip code.
Uh-huh, 128 Railroad Street.
Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
Pardon?
Can I please have your first and last name, ma'am?
Martha Pataki.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you please verify your address?
Verify what?
Can you please verify your address?
Oh, address 128 Railroad Street, Cory, Pennsylvania. I'm getting a little static, so...
Yes, ma'am. I do see your account. And you said you were charged for how much, ma'am?
On my card, it was at 59-something. 59. And I called in the same day because all I wanted was the keto gummies. I didn't want to be signed up for anything else. So I did receive an email that said... you were going to refund me $29.97, but that there's still a lot on there that I didn't order, so I wanted to know.
You said we want to refund you $29.97?
Yes, I received a voided order notification on my purchase. It doesn't really say any more details other than that.
Ma'am... On my end, somebody already voided the order, refunded you.
The whole order?
No, the $29.97.
Right, but on my charge card, you guys charged me $59 and something.
Okay, that's not what I'm seeing on your account.
Okay, what does it say? I mean, when you send me an email, there's, like, no details on what exactly, you know, my order was. It just that it's an order confirmation. It doesn't say...
And what's the order confirmation?
Pardon? It just says order confirmation that you received it. And then I got one that... a receipt, but it doesn't say anything on that. This gives me some sort of a password. And then I got where you shipped my gummies, but I was only supposed to pay shipping, which was like $6.95 or something.
Yes, ma'am. Shipping and handling is $6.97, but the whole price is... Which is $109.97, which you got charged for?
$109?
No, ma'am. I'm saying you didn't get your full price, but you did just pay shipping and handling. $6.27.
Right. Well, I think I'm being charged more than what the shipping is.
Hold on, wait one second.
Hello?
Ma'am, I'm still here.
Yes.
The $29.97 and the $5.97 never came out your account because it being voided. So you have to speak with your bank with that.
Okay. Well, it needs to be voided.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh, okay. So how much is exactly am I being charged then?
You're not being charged for anything because they being voided.
Okay. All right. What was your name again?
Maya.
Could you spell that for me?
M-A-Y-A.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, Maya. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice time. Thank you for calling Christmas Service.